single-minded, having a sound, consistent, stable mind. In order to achieve great things, it is important to be single-minded in pursuit of the goal. This is true in all pursuits. Being single-minded might be considered closed-minded to the liberal, to the leftist, to the socialist crowd. But the reality is that they have been closed-minded about conservative thought and single-minded in their pursuit of atheistic socialism. Don't worry about their criticism. They are masters of accusing their opponents of what they are actually guilty of. How often do we make mistakes, minor and major, in our life because we were distracted? We got our eyes off the target. I've heard people say, I plan to be fill in the blank, but I met someone, got married, had kids, and here I am. Now we can never know what would have happened had we stayed on course with our goal. Those people who achieve great things in life often do not have any more talent than others who never achieve the high level. If you look into each life, you would likely find that the difference was that the achiever was single-minded and the lower achiever was distracted. Jesus was single-minded. Pilate therefore said unto him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. John 18:37. Jesus knew why he was here. He knew what he had to accomplish it. He did not get married. He did not make carpentry his lifelong vocation. He did not meet a woman, get married, settle down, and have kids. He did not work for 40 years so he could retire, kick back, and enjoy life. Jesus stayed focused on his purpose, and he achieved it. Praise the Lord. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. John 16:28. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. Matthew 17:5. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. John 19:20. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Acts 1:9. Why are we not taken up into heaven when we receive Christ as Lord and Savior? Why are we left here on earth? We are to grow our soul into one having the mind of Christ, so that we may be his disciples. And he said unto them, Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28:20. But in order for us to do that, we must be properly prepared. We must spend time with the Master, meditating on his word and praying in the Spirit. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ephesians 1:17. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:13. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. So be single-minded. Grow your relationship with Christ and make disciples of those whom the Lord gives you. You will be amazed at the height you reach in Him.